Listening to IsraelScene.com. And you're listening to IsraelScene.com. Listening to IsraelScene.com.
Seen through the eyes of Steve, that's myself.
And you're on.
Two characters passionate about everything that happens in Israel.
IsraelScene.com.
IsraelScene.com.
Speaking today from a part of the old city of Jerusalem, inside the walls, with a gentleman who represents a community that is one of the less known communities of our city. It's a community that's known as the Syriac Orthodox community. And one of the things that's very unique about them is the language. They still are speakers of Aramaic. And I'm speaking with Mr. Sammy Barsaum, who is a leader of the community and a tailor, al-Mukhtar. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of your community? Let's start from ancient times and work our way forward.
Background, we are Aramaic. And as you know, that the Aramaic, they wasn't believers. 3,500 years, they wasn't believe in anything, you know. No God, no nothing. When Jesus, he came, so they believed in Jesus. And then the name changed from Aramaic to Syriac, because the word of Syriac or Syria or Suroyo, it means Christian in Aramaic language. So the name of Syria comes from Suroyo. So even in Syria, they were Aramaic or, sorry, Christians. And then when the Muslim, they came, they changed upside down. That's another case. Anyhow, our kingdom was in Raha, the kingdom of the Aramaic nation was in Raha, the name, that's ancient name. In this moment, Raha, it's a city in Turkey, east-west of Turkey, called Urfa. Urfa, it was our kingdom. Now it's a part from Turkey. Till now, we use our mother language, Aramaic. We speak it, and we write it, and we pray in this language. Some of them, they said it's dead language, but myself, I said, unfortunately, it's a very life. We have few millions of people, they use the language. We have two station of satellite TV in Sweden, they speak Aramaic from the morning till the evening. One of them, Suroyo Sat, the other one, Suroyo TV. By the way, even the Jewish nation, they spoke Aramaic 2,000 years ago, which we discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls. It was written in two languages, in Hebrew and in Aramaic. So most of the Jewish people, I mean not just the Jewish, everybody in this region, they use Aramaic language. And the Hebrew language was for the Rabbayim, which they pray or they read the Talmud or the Bible, I don't know. But the spoken language in the region was Aramaic.
Do you know how it came to be that Aramaic became the spoken language here? Were the Aramaic people the dominant community in the Middle East?
How it comes the language? Number one, they were very good educate people, and they translate from Greek language to the Arabic and to the Aramaic language. And the Aramaic or the Syriac nation, they was very clever how to translate. They translate a lot of books, lot of articles, lot of scrolls during the past from the Greek language to the Arabic and Aramaic language. Because in Europe, all the language was Greek. In the Middle East here, it was the Aramaic. So the only nation which they was good educate, there was our nation. The Syriac Orthodox people or church, there was very clever, which they translate lot of books, even some of the Bible. You know, there is a Bible, it's translate from Aramaic to Arabic and another languages.
Were the Syriacs a conquering nation that rule over large parts of the Middle East? the Greeks, the Romans all ruled over, you know, most of the Middle East at one point.
Unfortunately, not like the Roman. The Roman was fighting. The Aramaic, they wasn't fighting. All the thing which they know that just to read and to write, and that's all their job. No fighting at all, you see. The Assyrians, they were fighting. There was an emperor called Assyrians. In Aramaic language, we call it Ashuri, or in English, Assyrians. There was a fighting exactly like the Roman. Now they are in Babylon, in Iraq, you see. And even where Abraham, he came from Ur. So they were very good, strong army. And unfortunately, most of the biggest power, at the end, they will destroy it. So you see now, just a name. Just a name now. No more. Because they believe in Christ. Now they are different than 3,000 or 4,000 years ago. You see, when they believe in Christ, they became very weak. You see, that's one of the reasons, you know, because as you know that Jesus, he told us to be nice, to love everybody, even your enemy. So that's for no more fighting.
And have the Aramaic culture been here in Jerusalem for a long time? Do you know the history of the Aramaic culture in Jerusalem?
By the way, I would like to tell you that the first nation in Jerusalem, they believe in Christ, there was the Aramaic. And we have a church called St. Mark Church, which is built 72 after Christ. Just 20 meters close to my shop, there is St. Mark Church. The upper room, we found a stone. 1940, when one of our props, he passed away, we discovered a stone, which it say that this house, it was the mother of St. John, Mark of St. Luke. So therefore, we believe that our church is the first church in the Christianity in Jerusalem. By the way, some of the European people, they said the Holy Sepulchre is the first. But no, when Queen Helen, she built the church in Jerusalem, the Holy Sepulchre, it was 325 after Christ, you know. So our church is 72 after Christ, which nobody knows. And to be sure and to approve for you, you can visit my church, and this young man, he will show you the church and the stone, which is say that this is the first church in Christianity. But unfortunately, during the 2000 year, there was fighting between the religion. When the Muslims, they came here, you know, it was a sad time at that time, you see. It wasn't easy, you know. Especially when they conquered the Muslims through Salah ad-Din, when they conquered Jerusalem.
From the Crusaders.
Before the Crusaders. Uh-huh. The Crusaders, they came 900. But Salah ad-Din, he came in the 7th century here, and they took Jerusalem. They went on to Roman, you know, because there was the Roman about 4th century after Christ, you know. 400 after Christ, they were here. So when he came, it was the 6th century, Salah ad-Din, and there was a lot of Christian in Jerusalem. And one of the patriarch was named Sophronius, which he took agreement from Salah ad-Din. So he gave him three choices. You should fight till the end, or you will be Muslim, or you will pay tax. So he accept to pay tax, not to be Muslim and not to fighting. Because they have no power, because all the soldiers, the Roman, they went out. So just the religion people was in Jerusalem. So Sophronius, he accept just to pay tax for the authority, I mean the Muslims' authority. That's the reality, everyone he knows, which in Arabic language, they call it Al-Uhd al-Umariyyah. Umariyyah, it means the name of Umar, Umar ibn al-Khattab. You know, he was the head of the troops when they took Jerusalem. During the beginning of the 7th century. The 6th, no. 738, exactly in the middle of the 7th century. So from that time, we are here. From that time. But sometimes we go out,
they passed away, or there is reason they ran away, and then after 1 year, after 103, they will come back again. But from that time till now, we are in Jerusalem. We have St. Mark Church. We have a small chapel in the Holy Sepulchre. Because when Umar al-Khattab, he came, we were here. So we had the right to pray in the Holy Sepulchre. But unfortunately, we have problems with the Armenian. They said the church, it's for them. And we said, no, it's for us. But they took it from us. So anyhow, that's it's a matter of small problems between the brothers. And we have a church in Bethlehem, and most of the Middle East, in Syria, Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, we have a not bad community. And also, on the other hand, we have in India about 4 million Syrian Orthodox Indian in a state called Kerala. Even the prime minister, he is Aramaic, and he is a Syriac. And sometimes they call them the Indian Syriac Church. 1,000 years they went from Syria, 150 family during 40 priests, they went to India and they preach and they build a community. So they are from the region background, from Raha or Urfa and Syria. Because at that time there was no name of Syria, it was all one name. And then comes Syria and Lebanon and Iraq. That's it's a modern history that we are talking about the old. We have even in the States, we have 25 churches in America. I was in the States. I was in New Jersey and in New York. We have 6 churches, especially in New Jersey, in Paramus and in Hackensack and in Teaneck. I have visited them. 2001.
The language in the church is Aramaic. The language of the liturgy and the prayers and so
100% it's Aramaic. But unfortunately, not everyone he know the language, even from the community, because we lost our schools. So they pray, you could say, 20-30% in Arabic and 75% in Aramaic. But there is some places outside, I mean the whole community, if they speak Aramaic, they make the language in Aramaic. For example, in the States, they pray in Aramaic and in English language because they don't know Arabic or Aramaic. So they make the mass in also in Germany, you know, because even in Germany, yes, we have 100,000 in Germany. They left after the Second War to Germany because, you know, we have a reason after they killed the Christians during the First War, I mean with the Armenians. So they left their country to Europe. I mean, now we are a very small number. We are 1-2% in the region, in the area, unfortunately. And you know that there is a reason they leave the country, because no peace, no future, no good economics. So always they like to run away to see or to found another countries which they support them and to take care of them. To take care of them, you see. So that's our situation in the Middle East, and especially in Jerusalem, the Holy Land.
You know, among the Jews, on Pesach at least, there is at least one long or one very well-known prayer that says, that's in Aramaic, Halachma anya diachalu.
Lachma, it means bread, lechem.
Could you speak with us in Aramaic and give us an idea of what the language sounds like?
Yes, I can say the prayer of the Lord in Aramaic language. Please. With Jesus, he saw it from his mouth. B'shem Abo, U'abro, U'ruhu Qadisho, Had Alohu Shariru Amin. Abu Nid Bashmayo, Ufub Ar'u Hablan, Lahmo Yawmono Simkulan, Washbuklan, Hawbayn Wahtuhan, Aykano Dofihlan, Shbaqil Hayoban, Lut'alan Nisyuno, Elo Fasulan, من بيشو ميتول ديلو خيم الكوثو وحيلو تشبحتو العالم علمين آمين. This is the prayer of the Lord in Aramaic language.
The language that it was said in to begin, said the first language.
Exactly, the first language, and till now, till this moment, we pray it, and here is it's written in Aramaic language. You can see it on the wall. That's the Aramaic language. And I can say to you, in our language, Shlomo al-Kulchun, it means hi to everybody from Jerusalem. Shlomo al-Kulchun, Me'ur Shlem. You see, by the way, it's very close, very similar, the Hebrew language and the Aramaic. They are from the Semitic language. We said Shlomo, hi, in Hebrew, Shalom. It's not far away, you see. We said Aloho in Aramaic, you said Elohim. It's also, it's not far away. We said Nagoro to the carpenter, you said Nagar. It's not far away. We said Mai to the water, in Hebrew, Mayim. Mai, Mayim. I think that's, as I said, from the Semitic, comes from Sam, the children of Noah.
Well, that's one of the reasons that we're called Semites, as we come from the man named Shem, which means name.
One of the children.
One of the namers. Well, I thank you very much, and I think our audience will find this very interesting and quite unusual. I would almost say an exclusive. I don't know of any other interview on the internet that deals with this subject. And you would like to, Bavakasha.
I would like to send my regards to my community in America, especially to our Archbishop Karim, which he is in New York and in New Jersey, and Bishop Eugene in California, and to most of my community, and to my two sisters in the States, to Mary in Brooklyn. I give you and I send you my best regards, my sister, and to another sister in Virginia, in a small town called Lynchburg. I send my regards, my dear sister Samia. That's your brother Sammy from Jerusalem. And to most of our community in the States. Shlomo al-Kulchun, Ulailyo Tobo.
Thank you very much, sir. We added, after we turned off the machine and we said goodbye, we began talking about the different Christian communities in the Middle East that are, in fact, come from the Syriac church and that are Aramaic-speaking. Would you tell us again which of the communities, modern communities today, speak Aramaic and come originally from the Syriac?
It's a good question, by the way. Number one, it is the Aramaic language. So the Aramaic, we are the children of Aram. He was our grandfather, you see. So we took it from him. And then in the first centuries, the Christians, they were one. There was no Catholic, no Orthodox. It was just Christians. So there was a conference in the 5th century, which they divorced each other. They became two parts, Greek Orthodox and Catholic, which we said that Jesus and God, they are one. The other, they said, no, Jesus one and God one. So that was the difference, you see, between the old Orthodox, which they are the Syrian Orthodox, the Armenian, and the Ethiopian, and the Copts, which they said, Jesus and God, they are one. And he became as a human being, but at the end he is God. He was in the earth as a human being, but in the other hand he was a God. When he went up, we believe that he is in heaven, and on the earth he was one. He is God. So the other, they said no. Anyhow, so we didn't change why they call us Orthodox. The Orthodox, they are very fanatics, you see, strong. They didn't change anything from the Old Testament and the New Testament. They didn't change anything. So the modern Christian, they change a lot of things. For example, the Lutherans or the Protestant. We baptize the children. We put them in a pot with the water. The others, they put just a small patch of, you know, it's no pictures, no crosses even in the church. They don't put crosses. Said, what for, you see? So this is a sign of the Christianity. It's not a matter of... By the way, I would like to go back again to our roots about the Aramaic language and the people. So the Malkai Orthodox, the Greek Malkai, they are from the Syriac Orthodox. They separate and they follow the Greek church. We call it Rum, or Orumoye, in my mother language, in Aramaic, we call it Trumoye, which they are Greek now. Greek Orthodox, the Greek, it's from Greece. But there is a local Greeks, they call it Malkaites. Background, they were from my community, but now they follow the Greek Orthodox Church. And then the Syrian Church, Catholic, also they divorced 2,000 years, they follow the Pope, they became Catholic. And also the Assyrians, they follow our roots, but then they separate and they are alone now. And then the Maronite from Lebanon, even Saint Maron, he was a bishop in our church. They divorced us and they became separate. They follow the Pope, so they became Catholic, not Orthodox. But till now, they pray in Aramaic language during the service in the Mass. And also beside the Arabic and the French language, because, you know, their culture became very modern, you see. It's a rich history, you know, with few moments we can't talk about 2,000 years ago.
I really appreciate your time and your efforts. Thank you again. Thank you.